Patreon is a direct funding method that allows you to support the things you love.
And I have created a 47-slide deck that will tell you exactly how it works in detail. Wait.
Anthony,
as you can see by this graph,
I was just going to quickly tell them about patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and a way to support our show. You don't need to do that.
Everybody needs to see a chart, Jeff. Slide number one.
And
that's me. People always describe me as earthy and grounded and real connected to nature. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, Anthony, I've been loving that Uncharted 4.
Woo! Love that Uncharted 4.
It's real good. And it kind of makes me fantasize about being a real life sort of archaeologist type.
Yeah.
Searching for things, finding stuff, swinging from
Indiana
vines.
Lara Drake.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yes, I would want that. It would be so cool. Guess what? There is a kid who did it. A kid who lived the dream, who discovered something. By the way, this is a story sent to us by Chris Mendoza on the We Have Concerns show at gmail.com. This 15-year-old Canadian boy, student, amateur astrologist, interested in archaeology. He was kind of fascinated with the Mayan calendar.
Okay.
And fascinated with the fact that the Mayans associated so much of their culture on the stars.
Yeah, constellations.
Right. So he was noticing that, crazily enough, Mayan cities appear to be linked to diagrams of the constellations.
Okay.
Which is insane to me that way back when Mayans were creating things, they actually had enough technology to be able to map their cities to constellations. Like, who does that? The Mayans do.
The Mayans do.
Well, guess what? He managed to get some constellations and a topographical map of the area where these Mayan cities are. And he noticed that one very prominent star, very bright star in the sky, didn't correspond to a known Mayan ruins.
Every city, every Mayan ruin had a constellation. And then there was one major constellation. He was like, yo, where's the city?
Right. So nobody had ever made this connection, by the way, that the constellations map directly to the Mayan cities. He's the first one to ever make that connection.
Way to go, academia.
Yeah. So
somewhere there's a guy who's an expert on Mayan study, on Mesoamerican studies,
yeah,
right?
Who's pissed
off. That's his whole thing. Like, that's his life. And he's just like, yeah, I've been studying the Mayans and the Aztecs for years. I know everything there is to know about them. I'm sorry, you said what?
A 15-year-old boy just sent us an email.
I don't care about that.
No,
I've got important Mayan stuff.
You should really check it out.
I'm up. I've got Mayan stuff stacked up everywhere. You know how much Mayan stuff I had to do today?
Yeah, well, but the subject line is look what I found, and then there are 5 exclamation points.
Well, if it's 5 exclamation points, put it through.
Okay.
You know my policy.
Yeah, you should see the attachment. It's a series of Minecraft videos that the kid's been publishing on his YouTube page. Hmm. That's not the important part, but they are fantastic.
They are great. I'm looking at this. The things that he's doing with Redstone, it's amazing.
He created a Mayan temple in Minecraft.
That's okay, bookmark that, but let's get to the point.
Okay, but he also—
I have a lot of Mayan stuff to do today.
Yeah, I understand. There's the pressing Mayan issues.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to have found a city that we overlooked. Also, do you ever notice that the Mayans like stars?
I mean, we all like stars.
Yeah, well, but they cities like are like directly mapped to the constellations. And this little boy, 15 years old, by the way, fantastic Minecraft video.
I mean, the Redstone cart system that he made that is delivering groceries to everyone. It's like unbelievable.
All diamond armor.
Wow.
I mean, he's really put the time in.
I love that.
He's telling us that the Mayans actually directly mapped all their cities to constellations.
Chester.
Yeah.
I mean, look at my desk. It's covered in Mayan stuff.
No, Dr. Niles,
do you—
I understand.
Do you think that if they were mapped to constellations, like, I wouldn't look at all the Mayan stuff that I have on my desk?
Well, I just wanted to point out, Dr. Niles,
I'm like super into Mayan stuff, Chester.
Did you see that the map of all the Mayan cities we found is literally sitting right next to that open astrological map? I mean, it's literally right next to it on your desk. And in fact, if you just slide it slightly to the right, they map.
Dude, I have a system.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
I apologize. But all you got to do is just literally 2 inches to the right. and you'll make the same discovery.
I can't move any of this stuff because I feel like I'm about to find something big here, Chester.
The thing I don't understand, Dr. Naz, is why you have to wear that shoulder holster, and why you've been practicing with that shotgun so often.
In case any real Mayan shit goes down, dude. Look, if I move this 2 inches over, I just made a discovery about a city that's missing.
Dr. Niles, you're not fooling it. Put the gun down, Dr. Niles. Put the gun down.
I just made a discovery, Chester.
Okay, you made a great discovery, sir.
So this kid finds a place where there should be a city.
Yeah.
They go.
No, they haven't gone. They haven't gone yet.
Does the kid go? Does he get permission from his mom to go?
He's trying to. That's the end of this story, but the beginning of the story is
That story has Act 3 problems.
Well, we're going to get to that.
That's a terrible Indiana Jones movie. That's why the Young Indiana Jones franchise never took off. It all ends with him asking his mom.
Mom?
No.
That's the end of every one.
Henry, go outside.
But I found a thing.
I'm trying to cook dinner.
Mom.
And don't ask your dad either. He's got a lot of Mayan shit to do.
So they look at a topographical map where it should be, actually use Google Earth satellite photos, and guess what they find?
God damn, it's so easy to be an Indiana Jones these days.
Yeah, Google does have to work for you.
You know what? That's the thing. It's like you play Indiana Jones, like you watch Indiana Jones or you play Uncharted, and it's like, we got to move these gears to line up the star to see where the light shines, to see where it's...
Nope.
I don't know. What if we looked on Google Maps for a place that looks like where this ruin would be?
So much easier.
In the area we know the ruin is.
Yeah. Google does have the work for you. There's an app for that now.
It's just like how being a spy was ruined by USB thumb drives. It's like, there's no reason, just give somebody a thumb drive with the information.
Yeah.
Look at a map and find where the hidden city is.
We already know all the stuff. We listen to his phone.
So they look on the Google Maps
and they find what looks to be geometric shapes where that should be. It looks like there might be a city there.
It doesn't look like anything. It looks like they circled a random bitmap.
No, look how it's different. Then it's got a square there.
Yeah, but if I circle this part, it's got a weird cutout too.
And don't
if I
circle that part, that's not the part.
No, but if I circle this
star,
part,
no,
like that could be a Mayan city, right? Like,
everything.
What if I zoom in
no,
here? Is that a Mayan city
you're
now?
To touch
now that I zoomed in on that JPEG,
you're not allowed to touch my Google investigation.
Maybe I've made all of the archaeological discoveries.
No, you just ruined it.
How do they know that is? Are they going?
They're going. They're trying to figure out trying to get money.
Are they there yet? How much money does it take to go?
This kid says, it would be the culmination of my 3 years of work and the dream of my life, says the 15-year-old. He's been working on this since he was 12.
Do you know what the dream of my life was at 15?
Cindy Baker.
No, but she sounds hot. I didn't know a Cindy Baker, but if that
Cindy
was
Baker
your thing.
Was super hot.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
When I was 15.
The dream of my life was probably hoverboards.
Oh, well, that's the dream of my adult life.
Yeah, or unlimited weed.
Really? At that age? That's early.
15? That's
really?
Not early.
No. Oh, for
that's
me.
Right around. That's the right time. Kids, if you're
it's
listening,
the wrong
don't
time.
Don't.
It's, the bad.
It's not.
Just stay,
it's for medicinal purposes
work on
only.
Archaeology.
Don't do it. Yeah. Work on your archaeology. Work on your studies. So what? How much dollars to go to your bitmap that you circled?
Well, the actual quote is: expedition costs are horribly expensive. But they contacted.
Not a number. Give me a number.
They contacted a team of Mexican archaeologists, and they're hoping to get to the site where they think they might find an unearthed Mayan temple. And then the kid will be young Indiana Jones. He'll grow up to be an adventurer.
But he's going to be more like young Indiana Jones as a middle manager, right? Like if he sends those Mexican archaeologists,
maybe
it's going to be more like Lauren Lapkus in Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Like they're not out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're watching like, oh, there's a lot of adventure happening. We can tell from these monitors.
But if you set it to a John Williams score, I bet it's still pretty exciting.
How much does it cost to send a kid to Mexico?
Well, it depends on the kid. Sometimes they'll
just
get kidnapped.
Depends on what the kid wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could give that kid some ideas about what to do in Mexico.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean,
don't do it.
Get your teeth capped inexpensively.
No, stay.
It's much cheaper to get your teeth capped there.
Why do you need to get your teeth capped?
Have you ever seen somebody with beautifully capped teeth? It's amazing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The Mayans knew that.
The Mayans capped only the most highest ranking people.
Top
Mayan.
Yeah.
They would cap all their teeth.
Yeah.
But you would only get to live with capped teeth for a year, and then your head became the ball in that game.
That's the only way the game works.
Why is that the only thing that we know about Mayans? That's a real shitty thing to know about Mayans.
But they did
Here's
play,
what we know about Mayans.
They did they play count, head skit ball.
They count with ropes.
Yeah. They love the stars.
They know the stars.
Yeah.
And they play that game with people's heads.
And they thought the world was going to end in 2012. Those are the only facts we know.
I'm disappointed in how little I know about such an advanced culture.
This 15-year-old kid knows more than you.
Of course he does. But that's what I'm saying. How much
does
it cost
he doesn't do weed.
To send this kid? Correlation, not causation, Jeff Cannata. If it doesn't cost a lot to send a kid, like, we should send him.
You want to send the kid by himself? Just send him?
No, he can meet up with those Mexicans.
Right. Meet up with the team.
Yeah.
Lead the team or just be there?
I don't think you should lead the
junior,
team.
Junior.
Here's the thing. It's important to know, even if you make a great discovery at a very young age, it's important to know that you need a team of people who are experienced within your field
to
help guide you.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like those people will eventually steal everything from you and double cross you.
Right.
But you need them to learn lessons.
Right. This is like you and the first time you did weed. At 15, you had to hang out with the older cool kids, right? Because you can't just do it on your own. You have to be brought into the fold, right? You have to have an older, more experienced team with you.
Yeah, I would say older and more experienced. I wouldn't say they were cool.
They weren't cool?
Nah, I don't think they were cool.
Well, because they were hanging out with a 15-year-old.
I don't think I knew anybody cool until... Do I know anybody cool?
No. Me. I'm referring to me.
Oh, are you? Yeah. But no, I think we should send this kid. What is it, a few grand? Why don't we all get together and send this kid to Mexico
to find
this ancient city?
Talking about maybe a Kickstarter to send this kid to find a lost temple.
Dude, I paid $200 for a Dark Souls board game on Kickstarter. I'll send this kid to Mexico.
Yeah.
I clearly have no idea what the value of money is. I should give more to this kid than I gave to a board game.
I think this is the coolest kid.
I think he's pretty dope, man. He's the sort of kid that I look back and I was like, why wasn't I this sort of kid?
Right.
I feel like I wanted to be this sort of kid and I literally didn't have the guts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I wanted to be this kid who just threw everything into studying like this weird stuff that I was into that nobody else was into. And I didn't have the fucking guts, man.
If there was an undiscovered part of a comic book, I probably would have found it.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time researching that stuff.
But that, I mean, that's the thing. You give up on the things that you think that the core of you say is important to go and like, be part of the group, be part of the team, be part of the tribe. And I feel like, man, much respect to that kid. Yeah. All the respect in the world to that kid. That kid's got guts. Because I can feel just by how much that kid knows and the discovery he made and the time that he put in, like how legitimately brave he is to stick to the
That's
things
awesome.
That he loves.
Yeah, bravo to this kid. And guess what? He got an awesome reward already. By the way, University of New Brunswick in Fredericton? They believe it's actually an ancient Mayan pyramid surrounded by 30 smaller structures. So they actually think that he found something. And guess what? Even though it has yet to be explored and verified, the kid got to name it.
Yo, what did he name this city? Jeff Cannata, what did he name this fucking Mayan city?
This is why this is the coolest kid ever. Because I would have named it Booby Farty Shit's Town. I think
Anthonopolis is actually not a bad name for a ruin.
That's not bad.
Anthonopolis would be good.
Anthonopolis?
Kid, if it's not too late and you're listening, think about it.
I think
it.
I would have just named it. At 15, I would just call it Butts. And it's like, I made them all say Butts. Butts Farts Town. This is why this kid is cooler than us. He named it Ka'ak-Chi, which means, wait for it.
Is that Klingon?
Mouth of Fire.
It's not Klingon. I know it's not Klingon.
It's Mayan.
I know it's Mayan.
The kid knew enough Mayan to name it Mouth of fucking Fire, dude.
Why Mouth of Fire?
Because it sounds awesome and you're 15.
No, he has a reason. A kid like that has a reason.
If confirmed, it would be among the largest Mayan cities ever discovered. Mouth of Fire.
Yeah, but why Mouth of Fire?
Because it's awesome and he's 15.
No, he has a reason.
There's no
reason. That kid thinks things through. He has a reason for Mouth of Fire.
Because he knows that the trials that he'll have to pass when he finally arrives there will be all fire-based. He'll have to jump through the Mouth of Fire, do a dive roll, and land in the Pit of Snakes.
Do you think there's going to be a small hole that he has to like reach his arm into and like pull on something?
Obviously.
To like open a disc?
He'll have to trust, and a penitent man will pass.
I mean, it's just going to be a pile of rocks, though, right? And, like, maybe a wall?
Probably a pile of rocks and a wall. But maybe there'll be, like, some really nice...
I've always wondered how, like...
Nice capped teeth that he can find.
If something is made entirely of chains and ropes, like, how it still exists, like...
Yeah.
This ancient test, this ancient trial, like... And it's like a swinging, sharpened stone that's, like, you know, that's, like, swinging on a rope pendulum over a bridge that's got pressure plates, and it's, like... I've watched like video game consoles yellow and fall apart. And they're made up. You know what I mean? Like I've watched everything rot and rust and fall apart in my lifetime.
That's because we don't make our death traps like we used to. You know, we don't have the kind of craftsmanship that
we used to have. I'm not saying that the obsidian blade swinging over the path wouldn't still exist. I think the obsidian blade would be in one piece. I'm saying the rope would have just like,
well, back
given
then the rope was made of the human hair of our enemies.
We found it. We found the ancient vault. Surely all of these tests will be the toughest we have ever faced, Chester.
Dr. Niles, there's just a pile of obsidian blades lying on the ground.
Yes. And we'll have to get past them somehow, Chester.
We just walk right over them, Dr. Niles.
We'll have to get past them and onto that bridge. But I'd be shocked if that bridge itself wasn't full of traps.
It looks like a pretty sturdy bridge. I mean, it's made out of all out of stone.
I'm ready to take the first step, Chester.
Oh, okay.
Just I want step you to know that I am willing to take this first step. I would never send you into danger like this.
Yeah, well, how come you sent the 15-year-old boy ahead of us like 2 hours ago?
Shh, Chester. The ultimate concentration.
Okay.
Any of these could be shkunk. It's a pressure plate, Chester. It's a pressure plate.
Oh, Jesus.
I lucked out. Maybe it's the first in a sequence.
Hmm. It's a brilliant idea, Dr. Mouth. Did you notice that the gear that turned when you stand on the pressure plate, it looks like it's not connected to anything anymore. Over there in the corner? Yeah, did you notice it?
I'm sure.
There's actually a handwritten note from the 15-year-old boy saying, all clear, dudes.
Well, luckily he was lucky enough and fortunate enough to get through this room unharmed. But we have to catch up to him,
Dr. Niles,
because surely the dangers will become even larger as we pass. I mean, I know this Mayan stuff, Chester. I know this Mayan stuff.
Oh, look, Dr. Niles, I just got an email.
I don't have time for emails right now, Chester.
No, Dr. Niles, he sent us a complete reconstruction of this entire area.
Chester, I have a lot of Mayan stuff. You know I don't have time for emails
Minecraft.
Right now.
He created it all in Minecraft. Look at that. We can just test out any of the areas. He created it all right here in Minecraft. He did a really good job. Oh, it looks just like, look, there's little us's.
He did all that on the mobile version?
Yeah, he's really good.
He is really good at Minecraft.
Mouth of Fire is what he named it, because he's awesome. Can you imagine anything cooler when you're 15 than getting to name an undiscovered ruin?
Hoverboards and weed.
Well, yeah, hoverboards and weed would be pretty cool.
I hope we get to send this kid.
Yeah.
If they do a Kickstarter, I would absolutely love to give as much money as possible to send it. Because, like, nobody does this. I'm downplaying it. Like, I'm making fun of the map and stuff because it's not very easy to see. But this kid may have found an ancient city. Like, that's literally, there's nothing better.
There's literally nothing better. Here's some updates, guys. Updates. I didn't scroll down to the bottom of the article until just this moment.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jeff.
It turns out that an anthropologist at UNC, Dornsife, he said, I applaud the kid's effort, and it's exciting to see such interest in the ancient mind and remote sensing technology in such a young person. However, ground truthing is the key to remote sensing research. You have to be able to confirm what you're identifying in a satellite image or other type of scene.
Another ground truther. Great. the ground is the floor is actually made of lava. Wake up, sheeple. The government's lying to you. Uh-huh. I don't need any more
total
of these ground truthers.
Where is the ground's birth certificate? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, explain the ground around Tower 7.
It turns out that...
Building 7? Towers? I don't know enough about it.
It says, seeing such patterns is a Rorschach process, since sights are everywhere and so are stars. The square feature that was found on Google Earth is indeed man-made, but it's an old fallow cornfield.
Oh.
The Mouth of Fire. So...
mouthful of cream
very
corn.
Few Mayan constellations have been identified, and even in these cases we do not know how many and which stars exactly compose each constellation. It is thus impossible to check whether there is any correspondence between the stars and the location of Mayan cities.
That's an important paragraph to read before we get started, Jeff.
Really should have read that part.
That's like
how cool is this kid?
I mean, there's a lot of important stuff in that article, but I would maybe say that the crux of it is the last part of the article.
I wanted it to be true so bad, though.
So did this kid.
You know what I didn't do? Didn't research this.
You want to take a little life advice from me? Stick to weed and dreaming about hoverboards at your age, okay? You're gonna get more out of getting high and dreaming about hoverboards than you're gonna get out of all this Mayan bullshit.
I hate that you won on this one.
I hate that I won on this one. I started getting excited as you found that paragraph. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Like a intrepid adventurer, I just jumped in and took the few tests at the beginning, and I did not get to the Penitent Man Will Pass until all the way at the end.
Sort of the Ford to my Connery on this one.
I really screwed it up. But you know what? It was fun while it lasted,
right? It was
fun
while it lasted.
It's about the journey.
And I do applaud this kid, and I do stand by what I said before, which is it's cool that you are into this stuff and that you are sticking to spending your life on this stuff.
Yeah, it's just useless now. It's useless. It's more example of why 15-year-old kids are useless and don't contribute
anything.
Keep
doing what you're doing, kid.
Yeah.
You'll find it. You'll find that Mayan city. I believe in you.
Yeah.
Your magic is real.
Well, Cindy Baker was a better use of your time. She's not going to be impressed by this, bro. I'm sorry to tell you.
She'll love it if you can score some weed, though. I just know that from experience. Hey, everyone. Are you enjoying the show?
Did you enjoy that roller coaster ride? We did.
Boy. Normally, this is where I'd tell you to go and rate and review the show, but we just got everything wrong this episode. So I'm going to say don't do it.
Yeah, no. As much as we enjoy those 5-star reviews, and they actually do help us.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to write anything about how wrong we were.
No. And we certainly don't claim to be experts. And you know, I think we all had a lot of fun. But don't, you know.
Yeah, don't hold that against us. The fact that we have to read an entire article before we start.
An internet article. You didn't read 4.5 paragraphs.
I read the first paragraph. I read the headline. And the headline was awesome.
The best thing you can do, other than those 5-star ratings, which genuinely do help us find new concerned citizens and help them find us, is to just tell a friend about the show. We have a new listener's guide that we put up on the site. It's just weHaveConcerns.com/newlistener.
Yeah.
And it's 10 episodes that were selected by us and you together.
Mostly you.
That really will show people what the show is about. It's some of our best episodes and best moments, and it's a great way to get people into the show. So please share that with us.